Ukraine security issue.
On the 8th of May, the 74th day of the Ukrainian people's heroic resistance to the Russian invasion, they mark Day of Memory and Reconciliation, commemorating victims of the Second World War. On this day, the world says never again to millions of deaths and ruined lives. But this year, the word never was erased by hundreds of Russian bombs and missiles. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his special video address recorded in front of a destroyed apartment building in the town of Borodyanka near Kyiv, as one of the numerous witnesses to the Kremlin's war crimes. The number of such crimes is growing every day. According to Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, a Russian bomb destroyed a school in the village of Bilohorodka, while local residents were hiding in its basement. As a result, at least 60 people were killed and 30 survivors were rescued from the rubble. It was not an artillery shell, but a bomb that destroyed the school. The bomb went through the roof and exploded inside. The temperature was extremely high. The school just collapsed. The bomb razed it to the ground. Yesterday was a hard day. Severodonetsk was shelled several dozen times. They lobbed very many shells, including on hospitals. The situation in the area of Rubizhne is also very hard, said Serhii Haidai. He also said that Russian shells had hit an apartment building in a nearby village, burying at least 11 people under the rubble, and that rescuers were unable to reach the site because of constant shelling. According to Haidai, Ukrainian troops had to withdraw from the city of Popasna to better fortified positions. Popasna has been under fire for more than 2 months. It's totally destroyed, he said. In the Donetsk region, the Russian army also continued to bomb and shell industrial facilities, in particular the coking plant and the phenol plant in Avdiivka, as well as residential areas. 4 civilians were reported dead and 9 wounded as a result of enemy strikes since Saturday. The Reintegration Ministry reported that the last women, children and elderly people had been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, where hundreds of civilians had been hiding from Russian bombs and shells for more than 10 weeks. The youngest of them, Svetoslav, who is only 6 months old, has spent a third of his lifetime in an underground bunker. His mother, Anya, says that she has lost almost a dozen kilos and was afraid her little son would starve. She says that his grandfather, Oleg, rummaged lockers of plant workers searching for food to help them survive. My little boy survived the strikes from Grad multiple launch missile systems. He survived that night air raid on our bunker. We were buried under rubble and in the morning our soldiers helped us get out. When I felt I couldn't hold on anymore, it seemed to me that this baby understood what was happening. His little hands stroked my cheeks and I thought he wanted to say, "Mommy, hold on, we'll be fine." We were cut off from the outside world for 2 months. We didn't know what was going on around here. We didn't know that so many people were praying for us and helping us, said Anya, one of the last evacuees from the Azovstal steel plant. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military, who remained at the plant without water, food or medicines, continued to hold their last line of defense. In the south of the country, the Russians launched 14 cruise missiles targeting civilian infrastructure and residential areas in the Odessa and Mykolaiv regions. There were new reports about civilian casualties. At the same time, Ukrainian army units continue to inflict heavy losses on the Russian forces. Near Zmiyiny Island off the northern Black Sea coast, they destroyed 2 Russian patrol boats and 1 landing boat. They also successfully counterattacked in the Zaporizhia region, where Russia's daily losses of personnel amount to 100. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces said in its update on Sunday that a total of 25,500 Russian troops had been killed and that the Russian army had lost 1,130 tanks, 199 planes, and 156 helicopters. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, said on Sunday, citing several sources, that the Kremlin was urgently redeploying Russian troops from their bases in Syria to beef up its forces for the offensive in the Donbas. At the same time, according to investigative journalists with Radio Liberty, Russia is massing missile systems in the northern part of the Crimean Peninsula. More and more facts are revealed every day of atrocious crimes committed by Russian invaders in the Ukrainian cities and villages they occupied. Farmers in the occupied parts of the Kherson, Zaporizhia, Luhansk and Donetsk regions complain that the occupiers rob them of their property and supplies, and then export grain and other crops in hundreds of thousands of tons. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the occupiers handled Ukrainian vegetables and agricultural machinery in the same way. Russia tries to sell grain stolen from Ukraine to other countries. Some of them conclude purchase contracts with Russia, Zelensky said, declining to name the countries. He said that Ukraine would react appropriately to each such case. According to Ombudswoman Lyudmila Denisova, the Russian occupiers are also exporting sunflower oil stored for export in the Zaporizhia region. Ukraine is the world's largest producer and exporter of sunflower oil. Since Russia's military incursion in February, exports have stopped and Europe is already preparing for looming shortages.